State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of Imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Trad Reviews on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Matthew Arthur. Today, I'm joined by Jason Guadiano and Dan Fitton. We're going to be discussing the new Star Wars Episode 8, Rogue One. We're going to start off with the questions, what is your relationship to Star Wars? And also, we're going to ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a Star Wars nerd are you? So I'll quickly start with myself. My relationship with Star Wars, I watched it when I was a kid with the parents. Obviously, we'd skip the scene in, I think it was the 6th episode where the Princess Leia was quite immodestly dressed. Apart from that, we would watch it. Quite enjoyed it. Also played a few video games and read some of those books you could get from the library. Fictional books set in the Star Wars universe, but, you know, different to the movies. So, I liked it. I know the characters. I know a bit about it. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the nerdiness, I'd probably put myself maybe a 6. A 6.5 max, I would say. What about you, Jason? What is your relationship to Star Wars? How did it happen?
Well, I didn't see Star Wars through my parents. It was one of my friends gave me the original trilogy back in 1996, and I saw it then for the first time. I was 12 years old. And from there, played the video games, followed the releases from 1997, the special edition, to all the way from then the 99 to 2005 prequel trilogy, and then the new movie back in 2015 kind of brings everything back. Not too much exposure to the novels, a few, just only a couple. So, you know, a fan through the teenage years up until now, but still kind of subdued fandom the past, you know, 10 years or so after the movie in 2005. But now just quietly keeping up with it, I suppose, and I'm actually on this podcast now talking to you about it, so I guess that's something. the scale, I guess I'll put myself at an 8.
It's pretty high.
But, you know, yeah, pretty high. I guess I'll have to change the identification I am on the scale depending on the rest of you, I suppose.
It may increase as the show goes on. You may go from a 9 to a 9.5, maybe to a 10, when we realize how nerdy you are.
Right. Well, if Matthew's going with a 6 and he just called the movie Episode 8, maybe I'll let Dan continue that one.
Just to get you in the canon of things, Matthew.
Yes.
Rogue One is set before Episode 4 and after Episode 3, so it's technically Episode 3.5. But obviously that doesn't sell money in Hollywood, so it doesn't attract people to the cinema in Hollywood, so they've just called it Rogue One.
Okay. That is an interesting point. I thought Episode 7 was The Force Awakens, so maybe Episode 8 would be a good label. Maybe I could edit out the Episode 8 and just go with, we're reviewing Rogue One, but we'll see how we go.
I'd leave it in.
No, it adds... yeah. It adds to the authenticity, because it does seem... I always thought it'd be humorous to think of this movie as the 8th one, you know. What happened to all the characters? Why do they all look so different?
So, Dan, what is your relationship? How did it spark? How did it develop? And on the scale, where would you be?
I'm a pretty much massive sci-fi nerd. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching Star Trek on BBC Two on a Sunday afternoon with my dad, and then that grew on to my first Star Wars film was Episode 4, A New Hope, and at that time it was on VHS. That's videotape for the younger listeners. And so I watched all three of those, and then I think my nerdiness kicked off when I picked up the first book in the Expanded Universe. So just a quick précis on the Expanded Universe. Once Return of the Jedi finished, a load of authors got together and wrote a series of novels stretching from 5 years after Return of the Jedi all the way to 40.